Hi, welcome back.
Hey.
I'm so glad we decided to wear the exact same outfit for recording this episode. This is called batching. Because when you're on a roll telling stories, why not just keep going?
For me, it's really because the lights take a long time to set up.
Yeah, we'll have to show you the setup. This is a lot, so we need to make the most of it. So are you ready for the third tale from the rig, where I show you clues and our audience guesses along with you what we're talking about?
I am very ready. Thank you so much for that explanation within the question. That was very pro.
You're very welcome. You mentioned last time that a lot of the stories made you look like a poopy pants preschooler who's afraid of frogs. So I thought
that was a good alliteration that really captured it.
I should write a children's book. We'll put a pin in that. I found a story where something happened to me. I personally think this is more mortifying, maybe equally as mortifying. Like, you might have secondhand embarrassment for me telling this story, and you're probably going to be like, I can't believe we're telling this story.
I'm so excited.
Okay. So
let's find out.
Here we go.
Okay.
We have picture clues this time.
Okay.
So here's the first picture. Do you know where we are? If not, you can swipe. There's multiple ones that might.
Yes. Okay. We're in San Francisco.
Correct.
Yes.
I don't remember what this was called, but I loved it.
I think it's
it.
Like a butterfly garden?
No, it was like a Japanese garden.
Yeah.
Very beautiful. This was our day of exploring. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what happened the night before the day of exploring?
I think my mind only solidifies into memory my trauma, not yours.
Okay, so let me give you one more piece of the clue. And once you identify where we were and what happened, we'll backtrack and explain how we ended up in San Francisco.
All right.
We were in a hotel room.
Oh.
With all white bedding and bed sheets. Does this redeem for the poopy pants story? This is pretty bad. Why don't we back up and explain why we were in San Francisco? Because we actually did not have our rig with us.
Oh man, this is like a three-part story because we had just gotten over COVID in Napa Valley.
That's right.
And we had traveled to our next destination. We were still somewhat recovering. It took us like, I don't know, like 3 solid months before we could walk without wheezing. So
we had some long hauler symptoms. Yeah.
We were still kind of low energy, still recovering. And we had moved 3 hours or so away. And then I heard from one of my clients who's in Australia that she was going to be in San Francisco. And we had literally just come from, like, not the same area, but I mean,
that
Napa Valley was a lot closer.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, shoot, she's going to be here from Australia. Like, I can travel 3 hours to go meet her and have dinner.
Yep.
So we were just one night.
One night.
It was just one night.
This is important.
Yeah. So we drove from our campground. I have no idea. We were in the middle of nowhere at that point, I think. We drove back to San Francisco. We got a hotel.
So San Francisco, if you've never been there, just because before we had started traveling, I knew nothing about cities and like how that works. So very populated city, I would say comparable to like Seattle, right? Like Seattle or Chicago, like
big city feel.
Lots of traffic, lots of people walking. So there's really not a ton of space to like park your vehicle. So this hotel, and we have a beast of a truck. This was before we
even
upgraded.
I forgot about this part, yeah.
This was, I didn't. This was before we upgraded the truck, but we still had a beefy truck. So essentially, the hotel did valet parking. Like, they would park it for you in their garage overnight because there was no parking on the street. So you pull up, you carry all of your stuff in, and then they take your vehicle for you. And so as we were packing for this trip, it was a 3-hour road trip. I need to tell you, I am the queen of tampon stashing. I have always had this fear that I was going to start my period out of nowhere. I would have no supplies and it would just be a massacre. It'd be very bad. Like my, it's like, it's never happened to me, but I've been scared that it would happen to me.
I feel
me.
Like we all grew up with this fear.
That makes me feel better. Cause this poop story where I'm like, I don't know. Like, I would have anxiety if I didn't have at least like 10 tampons, like not even 5. 5 was not good enough. It had to be at least 10. And so as we're packing, the one fucking time, the one time on the 36 years that I've been on this planet, I think, it's one night. I don't need tampons. Nah, I don't, my boobs don't hurt. Like, nothing's warning me that this is going to become a situation. So clearly, I take out my tampon stash so I can make space for lipstick and more makeup.
Obviously.
Yeah. So we drive the 3 hours. Mm-hmm. We go to dinner mm-hmm. with your client.
It is. It's funny, too, because it's like it wasn't even a full day.
No.
It was like we left
in the afternoon.
We left in the afternoon.
And we were going to leave the next afternoon.
It was like 16 hours.
I'm like already, my body is like bringing the stress back. Like, I can feel it. So yeah. We drop off the truck.
And when we were dropping it off to them, they said, just so you know, you can grab your truck as early as 7 a.m. But basically overnight from like 2 a.m. to 7 a.m., like you don't have access to your vehicle.
The worst things happened to us at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
The frog at 2 a.m. Not the worst things. Yeah. But like, why? Why yeah. can't we sleep and have this happen?
It's where all the stories happen.
That's true.
It's 2 a.m. So they tell us upon check-in, you won't be able to grab your vehicle till 7 a.m. We were like, that's fine. We're just going to be sleeping. And I think we had to even come in relatively early too, because I remember we were at the restaurant and it was like 9 o'clock. And my client was like, so what's next? You want to go back to my hotel, have some drinks? And we were like, oh, you're still ready to go?
Love you, but no.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun, but I'm exhausted.
We were there till like 9. It was pretty late.
No, that's what I'm saying is like we were at dinner till 9. Yeah. And then she was like, I'm just revving up. And I'm like, when did you fly in? What day is it for you?
So literally we get to the hotel at 4. Go to dinner. We like went down there by 7, I think, or 6, had dinner. It ended at 9. So we go back to the hotel room and it's time to go to sleep, as you do. Super cute hotel room. So like very rustic. It has the industrial vibe. And we go to sleep and I'm like, good night. Love you. What a fun night. What a fun night. We had so much fun.
We had so much fun.
And at 2 a.m., I'm in a dead sleep and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my stomach hurts. And I think maybe I ate something bad at dinner, right? Like, and I'm like, that does not feel like that kind of stomach ache. And all of a sudden I go, oh no, this is not a food stomach ache. And we're sleeping on white sheets, white everything, white bedding. I understand it's easier for you to clean. I get that. But it is a literal nightmare for me to sleep on white sheets at any time because the unpredictable period could attack. No one knows when it's coming.
Hold on. It wasn't 2 a.m. It was 3 a.m. I remember it specifically. It was 3 a.m.
At least that's a good Matchbox 20 song.
I love that
That's about
song.
All... Yeah. That's good. Came from that.
Yep.
So I am wearing sweatpants, just sweatpants. And all of a sudden it's like so, so bad. It's so bad. And I wake Beth up and I'm like, do we have Tylenol or ibuprofen? Like, do we have something?
Now, as much as she stashes tampons, I stash pain medicine.
Yeah.
Which makes me sound a little bit like a druggie.
Maybe.
I don't know. Let me take that again. So I used to always get headaches. So I always have Excedrin. I always have aspirin. I was never a big Midol keeper, but Midol really comes in handy in a pinch. But so
Midol does work very well.
For me, I always had some sort of pain reliever. She always had tampons.
We make a really great combination. We really do. A really good team.
Except at this particular moment in time, neither one of us had our regular stashes.
Because it was one freaking night.
It was 16 hours and it did not go according to plan.
So it's 3 a.m. I have a very high pain tolerance. Usually I can just be like, this is fine. I have no heat pad, no pain medicine. So then I go to the bathroom and I will skip the details of that. But it was very clear a situation had happened in my sleep. And I was like, hey, babe, can you please go get me a tampon? And literally she's like looking through everything and she's like, I don't see any. And I was like, well, I didn't bring any, but you usually have some. And she's like, I don't see any. And I was like, there's some in, I always have stash upon stash. There's always a backup stash. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, we have the stash in the truck that we don't have access to.
For another 4 hours.
For another 4 hours. And the situation is not going to make it another 4 hours without support. And so I'm like freaking out at this point. I'm in so much pain. I just want to go back to sleep. I'm on white sheets to just elevate the anxiety. Mm-hmm. And Beth finally finds
single
regular tampon. And I am not a regular kind of girl. Some people can get away with that. I am a super, super plus kind of person. And I am like, I can feel the anxiety in my stomach and my body. I'm like, I'm not going to make it through the night on these white sheets. I'm going to sleep on the bathroom floor where there's tile. Like, it is just escalating. So she finds one single regular
tampon. And I'm trying to make you feel better.
It was not working.
And like, I am not a super, super plus girl. So I was like, babe, it's okay. I can get to the truck in just 4 more hours. So we've got one tampon. Like, and she was like,
I am not a regular.
What is wrong with you? I can't do a regular. And I was like,
oh, white sheets?
But it's only 4 hours. Like, what?
We were not. So finally, no. I'm like, I will have to make do with this. And I'm like, I need something for pain. I do not feel like it's bad. And now I know. I had allergens at dinner, and that affects period because I have an autoimmune condition. So I really just did a number on myself. So finally you went downstairs. I don't even know how you found something. Was someone at the front desk?
There was someone at the front desk. Ugh. And I was like, hello, sir. I need tampons and pain medication. And he was like, I don't know what to give you. And so I was like, do you have like,
cause you no know how tampons. They had no tampons.
Well, yeah. Cause you know how like a lot of hotels will have like, just like the essentials, like your right. toothbrush, whatever. Yeah. I was like, do you have just like this? So he's like, there's should be pain medicine over there. So there's like 2 packs of like Tylenol and aspirin and stuff, but there was only like one.
They were like the single packets.
And it was like, I don't know. It was like something ridiculous, like $7. I was like, I don't even care. Give those to me. And there was only, I remember it. I could only come back up with one packet. And it was like, I'm so sorry. This is so horrible. To do.
Like literally my worst nightmare. So I have prepared for this plan for years. I have prepped for this moment and I cannot meet my own needs, help my body in this moment. So I take whatever you brought up. And I think I'm like on the verge of crying at this point. Cause I'm like, yeah. This is a nightmare. I address the situation and then I proceed to sleep like this the rest of the time. So still not moving.
Cardboard
rigid as
box.
A board. Didn't even blink too hard. And I'm like, I need sleep. So bad, but I am so mortified. And you went back to sleep, which was great. And then I remember my body woke up like really early and I was like, babe, I need you to go get the tampons. Like I need you. I think we set an alarm or something because like we woke up.
I'm
early.
Sure you were just still awake.
Probably. I was like, it's time. So you go down. You're like, hey, can we get something out of our truck? You come back up. I address the situation. Take a shower, watch some Friends. You made me some coffee, which was also a trigger.
We got some room service breakfast.
Room service breakfast. It wasn't that good.
It was terrible, to be honest.
But I remember we'll have to put in the picture of me holding the coffee mug in bed. You brought me the coffee mug and you could just tell by my face. I was like exhausted. Nothing happened to the bed. And I did not have to sleep on the bathroom floor, but I was so riddled with anxiety. And if you're wondering if I track my period very meticulously, I sure do. And now there's even more tampon stashes. Like I will just shove them in my pocket, even though I'm not supposed
Sharky's
to have my
entire
period.
Mouth is filled with
tampons.
Tampons stashes.
Everywhere. Yeah. Tampons all around.
Yeah. Tampons for everyone.
So after that, things calmed down a little bit, and then we were able to go to that really cute Japanese bonsai garden.
Yeah, that's right. And then we had a 3-hour trip back home.
It's so funny because we posted that picture I showed you as the clue on Instagram, and you never would have known. You never would have known based on looking at that picture.
Just 8 hours earlier, there was a travesty.
A travesty. So the moral of this story, what did we learn here? What we learned is you stash tampons
on your body,
in Sharky.
And pain medication.
That's
right.
I think we're supposed to do a lesson at the end of every story.
Well, I think people can glean their own lessons from what we were
this
explaining.
One, I'm just going to tell them. If you are not a tampon user and your partner is, you stash them for them. Mm-hmm. You must always be prepared.
That's what a good partner does, for sure.
Correct. Yeah. So how'd I do? Does that redeem
Thank you so much.
Savannah Shits and for... the mouse on the curtain? Do you feel like we're equal now?
Thank you so much for sharing your mortifying moments with us here on Tales from the Rig.
You're so welcome.
And if you don't follow us already on social media for all of the fun stories and times like this in real time, follow us at Life with Beth and Court on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. LifeWithBethAndCourt.com is our website that has RV resources and a blog that could be helpful. And what
else?
And
if you're a hotel, could you please just keep tampons for people?
Yeah, that's like, right.
It's just the nice thing
to do. You pay like
$200
a night. And
just throw some tampons in there.
Just some stashes.
Yeah.
For people who...
It can go in the Bible drawer. Like, that's it's fine. Just put some tampons in.
The Bible drawer. Yeah. So you're saving grace. Tampons and pain meds in the side drawer. Yeah. That's right.
We need to be done.
Hope this was fun for you. We'll see you next week.
Bye.